On the record.
Good afternoon. My name is William Guzman. I am the hearings officer assigned to this matter. Today is Thursday, April 10, 2025. The time is 1:02 p.m. We are appearing remotely today in the Zoom platform. This is case number 1250058. Appellant's name is Kate Kohler. This matter involves the tow of a vehicle. We're joined today by, I believe, the appellant, the member of the public. Will you state your first and last name for the record?
Kate Kohler.
Kate Kohler, thank you for being here. And do we have a city representative?
This is Parking Code Enforcement Officer Michael Malinsky.
Terrific. Thank you both for being here. I have a few introductory remarks to get through, and then we'll find out why the vehicle was towed and from the appellant's perspective, why it should not have been towed. First thing I like to do is I like to make sure that the member of the public has received their statement of rights. It was sent as a PDF attachment along with the notice of hearing via email. Did you receive your statement of rights?
Yes.
Did you have any questions?
No.
Thank you. Next, I want to make sure that everyone understands what my role is, what my decision-making process is like, and what the scope of my authority is. This is a quasi-judicial administrative proceeding. Quasi-judicial is just a fancy way of saying that what I do is similar to what a judge does. The similarity is that I'm independent and neutral, and I make my decision based on the facts in the record, the laws as written by City Council. In a case like this, I can either decide that the facts support the tow under Code 16, in which case I would find the tow is valid and the owner of the vehicle would remain responsible for the towing and storage charges. Or I can find the tow is invalid or unjustified, in which case we would give the appellant a order to take the order to the tow yard to get the vehicle out for free. Or if the vehicle has already been retrieved, we would ask that you submit your towing receipts and we would reimburse you. So I'm independent and neutral. I am a city employee, but I don't work for the Portland Bureau of Transportation that towed the vehicle. The way I make my decision is by figuring out if the facts in the record support the decision to tow. And my discretion is limited to whether the tow is valid or invalid or otherwise unjustified. Sometimes a person will receive a parking citation in addition to the vehicle being towed. Sometimes that parking citation is with the vehicle at the tow yard and you won't get necessarily a copy and lesser until you go to the tow yard. What I want you to understand is that you do have the right to contest the citation, but not here today with me. Those are separate proceedings. And if that applies to you and you are interested in contesting the ticket, you would follow the instructions and the deadlines to contact the court to avail yourself of that option. We're going to give each side an opportunity to present their side of the case. Anyone who testifies is subject to cross-examination. Cross-examination just means that I and the other side will ask questions. All testimony is taken under oath, and in a moment I'll place both of you under oath. I'd like to start with the appellant and hear from them. We'll allow the city to cross-examine. Then we'll hear from the city why they towed. We'll allow the appellant to cross-examine. And then after the appellant has heard from the city and heard why the city towed the vehicle, we'll let them respond, provide rebuttal or closing argument. And I believe this vehicle is in storage at the tow yard, and so I'll render a decision today on the record if that's the case. We've been using an online case management system. Again, this is case number 1250058. There's a number of exhibits marked 1 through 10. I just want to check with the appellant. Did you get a chance to look at exhibits 1 through 10?
I have up until 9 or 8, I believe, but, oh wait, no, I do have through 10, yeah.
I would like to know whether or not you object to me admitting those into the record. Do you have an objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 10?
No.
Thank you. Parking officer, any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 10?
No, none.
I admit exhibits 1 through 10. If you would both raise your right hand, I'll swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today is the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Appellant?
Yes.
City rep?
Yes.
You may lower your hands. All right, we're ready to get started. I've gone through all my preliminary remarks, and I outlined that we'll start with the appellant. I want you to know that I did get a chance to review your toe appeal hearing request form. It has been marked Exhibit 1. So I did read that, but if you wouldn't mind just stating in your own words or elaborating on it, I'd love to hear from you why you believe the toe should be found invalid.
Yeah, thank you for letting me speak today. I want to actually start by acknowledging that since I filed the appeal and reviewed the exhibits, I admit that I believe my car was towed lawfully, and I recognize that I made a mistake, and I'm not here today to argue the facts of what happened, and I take full responsibility. But if I am able to, I would like to say a little bit more.
Please.
In a statement made in Exhibit 6, I was made aware for the first time that temporary no parking barricades were set up 5 days prior to the day my car was towed, which puts the initial date of the warning around March 26th. I have had this vehicle in my possession since approximately April of 2021, and since then I have had a variety of different mechanical issues with my car, one of which was an issue where the brakes made it unsafe for me to drive, and the repair was quoted to me at upwards of around $8,000. Due to this, I've been at a bit of a standstill, struggling to sell my car, and I've been admittedly keeping it parked on my block on Southeast Mulberry Avenue while I've been trying to figure out my plans for it. And I know this doesn't help my case, but I was unaware of the code in Portland that prevents you from being able to park in it one spot for more than 24 hours, and was under the impression that because it was on my street that I was able to park there. I did not receive notice immediately where it had been taken to, and it caused a delay in my ability to seek out assistance and has led to greater storage fees accruing since the original tow date. And so ultimately, why I am here today is that I am unable to afford the cost of retrieving my car from the impound lot. And I found through exploring what options I might have that there is a towing hardship program, but the applications have to be submitted within 5 days of the tow date. And because I did not receive directly the notice that my car had been towed, I was unable to complete that application in time. I am in between jobs right now, surviving on a small amount of savings, and I can't afford to get my car out of the lot, and it's more than I can manage to pay right now. And I'm sure that, this is my first offense, and it's not something I take lightly. It's a lesson that I'm going to have to learn. And I guess, if anything, I'm hoping for leniency if the court is willing, whether it's a reduction in fees or a payment plan or any alternative resolution that you might consider appropriate. And I truly appreciate your time, and I'm grateful for the chance to talk about it today. Thank you. And that's all I have.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming here and helping me understand what happened. And I understand this is a difficult situation, especially with the finances. All right. Parking officer, do you have any cross-examination for this witness, or would you like to present your evidence?
I have no cross-examination.
Okay. Would you mind just kind of walking me through your report and maybe your photographs?
Of course. So, as the appellant mentioned earlier, the barricades for that location were installed on March 26th. So they had been in place just shy of 5 days when the vehicle was towed. They were inspected by the city, and per our normal procedures, after the 72-hour waiting period, which is designed to, you know, if a car is even in semi-regular use, that a citizen would be able to at least see where their car is parked and notice that the situation around it has changed. We have temporary no parking zones set up all over the city when businesses need to do specific work in specific locations. I believe this may have been concrete work, if I remember correctly. But there's tree trimming. There's even just moves where folks will have these barricades set up, and then they're inspected by the city. And once that inspection is complete and that they're determined up and good, as I mentioned, the 72-hour waiting period transpires, and after that, we enforce them in the same way we do permanent signage. And so you indicated that you wanted me to walk you through the my citation photos?
Yes. Are those true and accurate depictions of the scene at which you took them?
Yes, they are.
And are the date stamps and time stamps accurate?
Yes, they are.
And is that the vehicle pictured in those photographs?
Yes, the Volkswagen with the Washington plate, Bravo Yankee X, Bravo X-ray Yankee 1263. Yes, that is the vehicle in the photographs, the appellant's vehicle.
Okay. That's sufficient on my end, unless there's anything else you want to point out from the photographs?
No, there's not.
Okay. Anything else from the city's case at this time?
No.
I know that after a vehicle is towed, if it hasn't been retrieved from the tow yard, the city provides post-tow notice via letter, and the appellant is saying that it went to their mother's address. Do you know, does that go to the registered owner and the address on file with the DMV, or what address do you all use for that?
Yes, I mean, the notice to tow, well, so you're saying you, and as far as the parking enforcement goes, we don't actually send out the tow notices. I believe that comes from the tow company, but regardless, yeah, it would go to the registered owner. And so since, I mean, it's registered in Washington, I'm assuming it's registered to someone other than the appellant. I believe their comment said that it was their mother, which would be why the notice of tow was mailed to the registered owner in Washington.
Thank you. And the appellant mentioned something about a hardship program. Is that still in place? And do you know the time frames around that? I think they testified that maybe they had missed that time frame. And is there an exception for that process?
I actually am not aware of the ins and outs of that process. I'm assuming that the city tow coordinator would be the person to speak to regarding that. My personal interaction with towing is usually just ordering tows on the vehicles, interacting with the tow truck drivers occasionally when, you know, we're moving vehicles for a tow-by-the-hour situation. Other than that, the towing is all handled separately by either the private tow company that tows the vehicle or the city tow coordinator who would handle those kind of regulations regarding hardship or whatever other programs the city might have to mitigate the expenses or make payment arrangements.
Great. Thank you. And then last question, it did look like a parking citation was issued. I imagine you leave that with the vehicle. Is the only way for the appellant to get a copy is to go down to the tow yard to get that from the vehicle or the tow yard?
I don't believe that's the case. Eventually, so this falls into a gray area that I may have mentioned earlier. Per the best of my knowledge, Multnomah County no longer tries to attain registered vehicle owner information for vehicles out of state. So normally for a vehicle with an Oregon plate where a Multnomah County court clerk would find the registered owner's address and mail a copy of the citation along with the details of, you know, requesting a trial or any of that kind of thing, they would mail that to the registered owner if they lived in Oregon. However, to the best of my knowledge, they're no longer doing that. Vehicles that are issued citations if they are registered out of state. So I do not know if the registered owner who would be in Washington is going to receive anything from Multnomah County, because to the best of my knowledge, I do not believe they are reaching out to vehicle owners whose vehicles are registered in different states.
Okay, thank you. That was all of my questions. Appellant, this would be your chance to cross-examine the witness. Did you have any questions for the parking officer?
I do not.
Okay. So this is your chance to kind of provide a rebuttal or a response to what you heard. It's optional. You don't have to. I do want you to understand that it does look like a citation was issued, and I imagine it's with the vehicle at the tow yard. So I'd encourage you to act promptly to retrieve that. I also want you to note that in the chat, the hearings clerk put down the phone number for Tim Moore, who's the city tow coordinator, 503-823-7483. If you want to reach out to them and find out about that hardship program and whether there's any sort of waiver on the deadline, I'd encourage you to write down that number if that's of interest to you. What do you want me to know else now that you've heard the city's case? Anything?
Honestly, I don't. I feel bad that I scheduled this when at this point I feel like I am in the wrong. So, yeah, but I appreciate it.
Please don't feel bad about it. That's what we're here for, is to provide this service. We try and make it low barrier. It doesn't cost you anything in terms of finances. It's just a matter of investing the energy. And I agree with your assessment that it does look like this is a valid tow, in the sense that it was on the public right-of-way within the city of Portland. The parking officer is duly authorized. The temporary parking signs were placed in sufficiently in advance of the tow. They were conspicuously posted. They were in effect at the time of the tow, and therefore, this is a valid tow. I did hear you, and I do believe you when you talk about your financial hardship and how this is more money than you can afford to pay right now. City Council, who wrote these rules, actually took away my discretion to be able to give you any sort of waiver on those grounds. If they specifically say that financial hardship is not a reason to invalidate a tow. I don't handle any sort of payment program. What I'm going to encourage you to do is to reach out to the tow yard directly and let them know your situation. Maybe they can work with you to figure out something, but that would be outside the scope of my discretion.
Okay.
So this is a valid tow. I'm going to issue my order. It'll be emailed to the parties, and appellant, you do have the right to appeal it to a judge down at the courthouse if you think I made an error after reading what I found.
Okay.
All right. Thank you both for being here. Good afternoon. We're off record.
Thank you.